This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
75 points combined for Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler III, who Jimmy called Steph yesterday. You hear that? We were talking about Bane, Desmond Bane. Jimmy called Steph Batman yesterday. So we got Batman.
He also said at one point after Steph hit the corner three on the pass back from Looney, that's a bad dude.
Right.
And I'm paraphrasing.
Here's Jimmy Butler, sound courtesy of TNT on the walk-off yesterday. And what's it like to have Stephen Curry as a teammate?
It's real. I'm telling you. That's a Batman if I've ever seen a Batman. Always coming to save the day. You're never out of any game. And more than anything, he's just so poised. He's so calm. And he was a huge part of us getting this victory.
RIP Val Kilmer, obviously. But Batman in general, yeah. I don't think Jimmy is quite a Robin. He'd be someone else. Not Green Lantern. He sucks. No one likes Green Lantern. Someone else in the Justice League. That's cool. Superman? Yeah, he's not Superman. He's someone. He's like an anti-hero, almost like a Deadpool kind of a guy. Aquaman. He's more of like a Deadpool. We'll go cross Marvel and DC there. He's more Deadpool. He's funny, a little edgy at times. You don't know where he's going. He's unpredictable. Maybe he talks to the breaks through the fourth wall, if you will. That's what Jimmy Butler is. But if you got Batman, and again, I'm taking this tandem over anyone else in the Western Conference right now. I dare you to bring up someone else that you're taking over these two when they are on. When Steph and Jimmy are combining for 75 points, this team is going to be unbeatable. Now, it's not going to be like that every night. Who's going to step up around them? Is it going to be Moses Moody? Is it going to be Brandon Pajemski? It's going to be Quentin Post, baby. 11 points for him. Gary Payton. Can Buddy Hield have a game? Can he have a game? We're asking at this point. Is it going to be Jonathan Kuminga at some point? Maybe. Guy Santos, 6 minutes yesterday, had a couple boards. So it's all baked into the equation. But more importantly, Joe,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You can breathe. They're a playoff team, and you got playoff action here the next couple weeks right here on 95.7 The Game. And you're excited to talk some Warriors-Rockets in the coming days.
There's no doubt. That game had so many ebbs and flows last night. I mean, just thank goodness that Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry took control of that game late. And, you know, Jimmy took a lot of control of that game throughout the full first three quarters, and then Steph kind of took it home. There was a sense of desperation and of loneliness that I felt every time the Warriors were on offense in the fourth quarter.
Loneliness? It was, you were lonely?
Yes, yeah, Steph, save us. That's what it felt like. It did. Did it not?
I did. Like, loneliness. Again, I was in that game. You guys were so emotionally invested in it. I was saying, you know what? They might play on Friday. They might, but I don't think they will. Like,
My sense as the game was going on, this whole Friday thing was, if we don't win tonight, it's over.
You were thinking that.
Thank God they won.
I wasn't. I was thinking about, you know.
I think most Warrior fans were feeling the way I was feeling.
Content. I was thinking content. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry I'm going to cut you off. But I was in the same boat as Shasky there, where it was just like, I was losing my mind last night, especially in that fourth quarter, expecting every single awful scenario to play out. And thank you, Steph, and just thank you, Jimmy, for preventing that reality there. But no, I was in my emotional bag last night watching that game.
When Steph, I don't know if he got held, fell, I can't even tell. Jimmy goes up in the air. And it's late game possession, and goes to kick it back out.
What
to Steph.
Happened was Steph got crossed up on a screen from one of the Grizzlies players. He got tripped up trying to fight through the screen,
exactly.
And he fell on his butt. And then Jimmy's already in no man's land. He throws it. He's like, I thought you were there. Yeah.
When that pass happened, we were all thinking the same thing. Oh my God, they're gonna blow this.
Yeah. And they didn't.
Thank God.
121-116. They won. You know why? Jimmy Butler. And you know what? Steve Kerr, you're talking about desperation. Steve Kerr also felt the desperation.
You know, it's a playoff game, even though it disappears into the ether, as we all know. There's no record of it, but it's a playoff game. And, I tried to downplay it a little bit before the game, but we desperately needed to win this game and get 4 days. Our guys have been basically playing knockout games for about 3 weeks, one high-level game after another. So to get this one, took 83 games, but we're right where we want to be, which is, you know, back in the playoffs, and we've got a chance. But maybe most importantly, we get the time to rest and prepare, because these guys need that desperately right now.
Only took 83 games, but we're here.
He said desperately multiple times, and I couldn't agree more. They were exhausted.
Watching that game yesterday, and everything baked into it, and the fear factor and the nervous energy leading up to it, all the callers here, oh, I'm nervous about this game.
I think we were rightfully nervous. The way it played out, you saw why Memphis is a good team.
But you also saw why they lost the game.
Yeah, and you also see the flaws of the Warriors. You see all the strengths, and then you see all the flaws. That was the beauty of last night's game.
19 turnovers for the Grizzlies. Now, I put that partly on the Grizzlies, partly on the Warriors for playing good defense. It's always a mix of both, I believe. And for the Warriors, again, you mentioned that Jimmy Butler turnover, but the turnovers overall didn't quite kill him. 10 points, 10 turnovers in total for them. And again, last game, Steph had 8 by himself.
Well, they were more methodical in this
way. Way more methodical, and they got down a little early, 9 points early in that game? They fought right back. And again, you talked about the closing end of the quarters. Like, I think the game could have even gotten worse for the Grizzlies had the Warriors not tricked it off a couple times at the end of the quarters, first, second, and third, for that matter. But overall, I thought they controlled the game after that first quarter. They let their foot off the gas in the third. Ja gets hurt, even though he cuts it to single digits after that. Just at one point, doesn't he? Then he gets hurt, and then fourth quarter happens. All of that baked into it. I know I have Jimmy Butler at the end of the game and Stephen Curry, and I knew they had Desmond Bane and Ja Morant. Like, that's kind of what happens. Last game, hey, Kawhi and James Harden, yeah, those are equals to these guys. That's why I felt so much confidence in that game yesterday. Even if they had to go against the Kings, if they had to go against the Grizzlies. By the way, a year ago today, the Warriors did lose to the Kings in the play-in. What a difference a year makes. A year ago today, we were talking about Klay Thompson, 0 for 10, didn't make a final shot in his Golden State Warriors career. Fast forward, we have Jimmy Butler now in a plane, and what happens? He drops 38. That wasn't to diss Klay Thompson. I'm not saying
that. No, no.
It's just a year. What a difference a year makes.
Contrast.
Yeah.
I came out of this game thinking that Steve, in this game and in the Clipper game, I didn't love his feel for what the team needed lineup-wise in real time. And that might be nuances. Joe, they won the game. Yeah, they did. They won the game. But I go back to the second quarter, and he had a couple of lineups where I just, to my eye, it felt like he stuck with them a minute and a half, 2 minutes too long. He had Gee and Looney out there with GP2, Buddy Hield, and Steph, and they were struggling to get shots, up. And it was not a good lineup offensively. And I thought that he went with it a minute and a half too long. And then you saw at the end, it's like, all right, boom, boom, boom. And a 5-point lead goes down to like a 2-point lead, or a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter, a 12-point lead at the end of the first quarter goes down to like a 7-point lead. Mm. He has got to have a quicker hook and a better feel. And then late in the game, I didn't love going back to Pajemski at the expense of Moses Moody, who I thought was bringing more to the table than Pods. I thought his defense was, and his hustle and his rebounding and his size was needed. I thought Pods was over dribbling last night. Last night was a great example of, I know why you like Pods. He's a ball handler. He was over dribbling. Jimmy was your de facto point guard last night. Roll with Jimmy bringing the ball up the floor. Allow Moses Moody to be a slasher, a catch and shoot guy, and to play tenacious defense. You were matching up across the board. Pods didn't really have a matchup defensively. And so I just, there were a couple of lineups I didn't love from Steve Kerr. And yeah, they won the game, but I bookmarked those things as, boy, in a 7-game series, you know, riding with some of your guys for a minute and a half too long, you look up at the end of the game and it's closer than you look.
See, I think there's one of two ways of coming out of that game if you're a fan, and I think I know where you are on this, but you can either come away from that game saying, wow, we just had Jimmy Butler and Steph combined for 75 points, and they got us that win we desperately needed, and we're in the playoffs now, and that's thanks to Jimmy Butler and that acquisition.
There's no doubt I feel that way, but I'm also on the other side of, you got to get more from Dre.
Well, that's
you
got to
get more from Pods. You know, I thought Moody was much better than his box score. I got it. If you're going to play Buddy Hield, he's got to give me something.
What was the bigger takeaway, Dub Nation, 888-957-9570? Was it the fact that Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler combined for 75 points? Or was it the fact that the others couldn't score at all, basically, outside of one Quentin Post and occasionally Gary Payton?
Now, Draymond, I'm giving a pass. I feel like the 9 games and just the stretch of basketball he played for the last 2 months, he looked exhausted. Exhausted. And I think he, more than any player, even though Jimmy's got the quad, Steph's got the thumb, I think Draymond needs this time off more than anyone. So I'm happy. I'm thrilled they got away. But there are some things they do need to tighten up. I feel both ways this morning.
Kobe is...
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.